Now this says 9% alcohol by volume, and I already got a little buzz going on.
Yeah, so.
Now we're gonna finish you off.
Yeah, but it's gluten. It's gluten removed.
So your guts are gonna be good. You're gonna be toasted, but not in the bathroom.
And that's good for him.
Exactly.
Hey, Paul. I think there's one more in the Home
Depot. Well, there I was.
Balls deep cookie dough.
Well, okay.
Dude, where are your socks?
Anyway, what's brown and sticky?
We've done this one.
This is like the eighth time we've used this joke.
It's a good joke, though. It's my go-to.
We can't do that one.
Man, I had a good joke once and I forgot it.
Yeah, I can't use the bare feet one. That's in the Wisco Dive Bars episode.
Oh, I have one, but it's probably too dirty for this.
So. Well, yeah, just go for it because he'll clean it up.
Edit out.
We'll get out the sponge.
What has two legs and bleeds a lot?
Oh, God.
Half a cat.
All right, cue the music.
That's true.
Welcome to another fun-filled episode of Triple B Nation Presents
Bacon Bits,
where we promote positivity, empowering self-image, and the three B's everyone needs in their lives.
Babes.
Bacon.
And booze.
Yes.
And boys.
That's also
I'm good with that one.
That would kind of fall under.
If she wants it in there, then that's what we
got. Can we amend that? Can we amend that to butts?
Butts.
I like big.
Anyways, I'm Sneaky Pete along with
Rockstar
Andy J.
Oh, the Chief.
Sorry. Did you forget?
I did.
There's beer involved in this episode.
So for you, no shots.
No shots.
And no shots.
And we also have our guests here
again,
Bill, for another fun filled episode, Mike and Joan Doble.
Thanks for coming, guys. Thanks
again. Cheers.
They're the owners of Explorium Hospitality Group. Last episode they were on, we talked a lot about the beverages that they offer.
No, I heard that Mike talked a lot about
Mike
that.
Did talk a lot.
Oh, my God. I don't know if anybody else talked that last episode.
Eric.
Yeah, Eric talked a lot.
Yeah.
That episode was named
Eric and Mike.
There was like a bromance, and I'm stuck in the middle.
Mike featuring Triple B.
So sticky.
It presents bacon.
In my defense, you guys fed me beer.
They came together.
You fed me beer. You fed me beer, and I decided to talk.
Damn, it's good, isn't it?
Wait.
It is good. Are we gonna,
all right.
Are we
going
to breeze over the fact that she just said they came together?
I was wondering about that.
I'm in the middle. I don't want them doing that.
There's so much coming.
Caught in the crossfire. Okay.
All right. Make sure I wasn't the only one that
could
come
beer.
Together.
That middle school right experience, now. I'm like blending right in.
Over me.
Oh, boy. Okay, here we go.
This is
Let's
crazy,
go.
I tell you.
We've already fallen off the rails.
Let's get back on track here.
Paul McCartney wrote that song.
All right.
All right. Yeah.
Here Before we get into the...
Right now.
Quiet now.
Over me.
All right, great. Here we go. Nice job.
I have a question. Let's right, before good. We get into the food aspect.
Yeah.
Tell me about these cigars.
Cigars? No.
That's more of a mic
that's
thing.
That's a mic thing. But I can talk cigars.
That's funny.
All right. Wow. We love cigars at this
We should have a joke. We should.
But
that could be taken
like,
so
cigars is kind of like a sidecar to what we do here. All right. We do have some great cigars. I actually enjoy a cigar probably as much as Mike does. Like, I've been.
Really?
But, yeah. It's kind of great. I know.
That's
people
cool.
Are like, women smoke cigars. And yes, there's actually women cigar smokers out there. I haven't.
Oh, that's badass.
There's stuff I haven't smoked, but I do enjoy a fine cigar. We do have a supply of cigars at our Explorium Greendale and Third Ward location, Great Humidor. For Milwaukee County Stout season at Thanksgiving time, we actually worked with a cigar shop in Tampa, and they rolled cigars special for us, and we branded them Milwaukee County Stout cigars. They're really great.
Oh, all right.
But we got a nice cigar for everyone.
I like that. That's what I did when I went and visited the Greendale location.
It's delightful to sit out on the patio and have a cigar and a beer or a bourbon. You guys are equal opportunity booze people, right?
Booze. So, I drink a lot of bourbon.
Yep. Yep.
You drink a lot of bourbon, dude.
I do.
So we got cigars if you need them. But let's circle back now on beer.
No. Food. No. Let's circle back on food.
Food. All right.
Talk to me about what let's start with the home base here. Let's start with Greendale. What kind of food offerings do they have? And is it the same at the other locations too?
That's a great question. So we have we kind of call it a broad base American pub menu. So we have everything from cheese curds, which you have to have. To great burgers, but we also have some awesome sandwiches, and we got great pizzas too with a house-made dough that's like hand-tossed in the air and dressed properly. And then we have some great entrees too, like if you're looking for something a little bit more like healthy, my go-to is a teriyaki bowl with salmon. Okay. So we do really try to have something for everyone, just like we do with beers with the food menu. And the food menu at the three Exploring Brew Pubs in Greendale, Third Ward, and Tosa are all the same, except that we don't yet have a pizza oven in Tosa because we can't afford it yet.
It's new. But what if I have a gluten allergy?
Oh! Fabulous question. Wow.
There's a lot of that going around.
Yeah. No, so one of the things that was not great was that about 6 months before we opened our first location in Greendale, I developed a very strong intolerance to gluten and dairy. And I couldn't have either. And here we are opening a brew pub, and I suddenly...
That's a problem.
We just lost audio.
You did?
Audio.
I can still hear it. It came back.
Sorry.
There it is.
Yep. So.
No, you know why the audio went out? It's because I haven't talked.
Because Mike hasn't.
That might be it.
That's true.
Or it could be because my knee hit the adapter.
Yeah, he's all over on that.
There's no way that was it. Okay.
That's not very good for my ego.
Do you develop
quite bigger when you leave?
So I developed this problem. I could not have anything with gluten or dairy. So here we are opening a brew pub and I can't drink any of the beers. So it looks kind of like we're like doing all of these like toasts and everything and I can't drink the beer. So Mike challenged the staff because I was working full-time in education at the time. And he's like, hey, Joan's got to be able to drink the beer and got to be able to eat some of the food. And this was back in 2017. And actually, we kind of got a little bit of pushback from everyone. Like, she's just trying to, like, lose weight or whatever. And I'm like, nope, I'll eat whatever I can eat. Like, it's not that at all. And he knew because he lives with me. He's like, no, this is really a problem. So to their credit,
It was a big problem.
Sure.
A big stinky problem.
I'm picking up what you're putting down.
We're moving along.
I get it.
To their credit, though, the Bruce. Actually, might not sound like that. A little bit wetter, but.
I love how Joan's a team player. This is great.
I don't know what to do right now.
She one-upped us.
I don't even know what to do right now with my hands.
I know.
To the credit of our team, and when Mike and I talk about the Exploring Hospitality Group and how it's two people, it's really way more than that because we have a lot of amazing people that are on our team and help us like accomplish everything that we do. But to their credit, they stepped up. The brew staff really worked hard, and they learned a process in order to remove the gluten from the beer. And so our beers are all gluten removed at this point in time. But initially when we started, we tried one and we kept the other equivalent brew on the taps. And so people could try them side by side. I don't know. Do you remember which one it was, Mike?
It was the Captain Kidd IPA.
Yeah. So one of them was gluten removed and one of them wasn't. And Mike, wasn't working in the business full time that time, but he would have customers try them. Try these two.
Hey, no, I would actually give them a flight of three. Tell me which one of these three tastes different. And I did that with 30, 40, 50 people. And eventually everybody's like, that's the same beer. Why are you doing this to me? And, you know, and the reality was is I would take two being the gluten removed and one of the regular and then one of the regular and two of the gluten removed, you know, whatever.
That's the same thing.
Yeah, the other thing.
I've been drinking damn that's good and it's gluten removed.
And damn it's good, but it's
like high ABV and it's amazing. So that's how you get this sort of level of comprehension or whatever.
So anyhow, we blind tasted a lot.
We call that double blind tasting.
Double blind tasting.
Double blind tasted.
Okay.
Sound effect guys.
I'm a lot smarter.
So anyhow, most people are drinking our beers, and we didn't actually mention that until we're in at the end of the other podcast of this. Most people will never know.
No.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Okay. So our beers are not gluten free. They are gluten removed. So our beers are all made the same way that beer is traditionally made. Same barley, all of that. And then in the process, we add a product that brewers all use that they typically use to clarify the beer. And we dose it at a different level and it breaks up the gluten chains. And so your body does not treat it like gluten and doesn't react to it. And we've sent it out to labs and had it tested, and it tests below the level of that you need to be able to call a beer or any food product gluten-free. But because we start with glutinous ingredients, all of the ingredients that you all enjoy and makes beer, we can't actually call it gluten-free. We have to call it gluten-removed.
You're a wizard, and you wave a wand, and it comes out.
Yeah, it's super cool.
Science!
And you know, the reality is, I mean, we don't want to lead with that with our beer, right? I mean, it's not what we put out there that, hey, we're a gluten-removed brewery, because it kind of creates the stigma, right?
Right. And then it narrows your audience. Yeah. And
so, whatever. Like, if you look at the cans, and I know some people might watch this on video and not just listen to the podcast, there's a little GR thing with a QR code on the labels, and
you can scan that.
And, I mean, literally, we kind of lift our skirt and, like, tell you what we do to make it gluten-removed. Right on the label. I mean, it's not rocket science. And I mean, the reality is we're just trying to do something.
Sounds like chemistry.
Yeah. I mean, it's just, we're just trying to do something that's good for people to be able to drink these beers.
Yeah. And there's nothing more.
Joan didn't choose to be gluten sensitive.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, and you know what? It's interesting because before Joan was gluten sensitive, she's like, Mike, maybe you should try to like cut out gluten. So you're not so like, bloated and I tried that and it did make me feel better to not drink or eat or gluten, but the reality is that when you get sensitive to it, it causes a lot of gastronomical distress. I mean, it's pretty awful, right?
Yeah, people are like, why do you do that? I couldn't do that. I'm like, if you got sick like I got sick, you would. And so it's so gratifying when we have people come in who have not been able to drink beer in 5 or 10 years, and they can drink our beer, and they're like,
they're super thankful.
They're super grateful, and it's joyful. So if you're like, if you have a dietary issue, or it's probably like any illness, and then all of a sudden you can enjoy something that you're not used to enjoying, it's like really amazing. So that's like one of the things that I love about our brand, and that we challenged our group to come along, and they did.
Yeah, they did. They did a great job with it.
I have a question, Miss Teacher.
Oh my.
What about taking the dairy out of cheese curds?
Oh, you cannot take the dairy out of cheese curds. I mean, I loved dairy growing up here. I can't eat it anymore. We do not take the dairy out of our cheese curds. So come in, have our cheese curds. The batter is gluten-free, and you won't know, and it's delicious. But the cheese is all cheese. So I'm not eating it.
Do you miss them?
I miss all kinds of cheese, but there's a lot worse, bigger problems in the world that you could have than not being able to eat dairy and gluten. So I'm kind of it's all right. And we won't deprive any of you of your cheese deliciousness.
I love cheese.
Cheese is good.
Cheese is good.
It's so good.
It is good.
I'm so sorry.
Thank you. I am sorry for your loss as well.
Thank you. Like I said, it could be worse. All right. What's next?
The food. Let's continue on with that.
Oh, I thought we already talked about
No, this I have another question.
From gluten sorry, to go food. Ahead.
Well, food and gluten.
No, I just want a question.
Right. Yep. Menus between bars? But, oh, yeah. Go on. For the locations.
Well, okay. We know that three of the locations have the same menu, yep. Except Tosa doesn't have a pizza oven yet.
Exactly.
Correct.
Yep.
So what about the other locations?
So the Wayfinder location downtown is a completely new concept for us. It's something that Mike and I have loved to do as when we get a chance to go out and eat somewhere is sharing small plates. And we love to travel and we love foods from across all kinds of cultures. And so this is something that we've always like, it would be so cool to be able to do this. And this was our opportunity to do it. So Wayfinder MKE that we just opened, soft opening last week, open to the public this week, is a shareable small plates menu that cuts across all kinds of international flavors from chicken wings that are kind of a Philippine style to New Orleans muffuletta sliders. Ooh. To charred octopus. Mm, there's kind of octopus. Something for everyone.
I'm looking at your Facebook page.
I knew it.
I'm looking at the Facebook page. It's amazing. It looks amazing. Peking pig,
blue Brussels.
So is it like tapa style?
It is like tapa style. Okay. Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. And, very shareable. Very.
Wow.
Very, just this. Like big, bold flavors. Yeah. The deviled scotch
deviled
eggs.
Deviled scotch eggs.
No, yes. Deviled scotch eggs.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He likes those.
Yeah, guys, fuck yeah, bitches.
The purple ones?
I need you guys field trip. You got to round up your parents and get a signature for a field trip, all right? We got to get this going.
Yeah, yeah. You definitely should. Between the brewery and the food.
Oh my gosh.
I can make my own permission slip.
This looks so good.
Yeah, but Sheila has to sign it.
Sheila will just come with.
Oh, hey, look. Too. I ran into Mike.
Yeah, we're going to go ahead and not put that name in there.
Hey, there's us. Look, I'm making a cocktail.
Oh, the first lady has to come with.
Oh, cool. And the
cocktail. She rightly should.
The cocktail. Oh, man. So, okay, so Wayfinder MKE, Joan and Mike's favorite stuff that we like to eat and drink. It's all there. That's it.
This stuff is so amazing.
But it's things that I think everyone will also enjoy.
Must be
enjoy.
Nice that you can just make a bar just cater to yourself.
Right?
Yeah, now we just got to make sure everyone else comes and visits.
No, right. Nobody else wants to be there, but her and I are just like, woo, this is great. Well,
it's going to go great for us.
Here's a good question for Wayfinder MKE. What is the price point of that? Is it
two money signs or three money signs?
I'd say it's definitely two money signs. I am really pleased with the price points. We're coming in between $9 and top item. And there's only like two are 20 or 22, but they're mostly in that $9 to $16 range.
That's affordable.
Yeah. By two or three different things, you're spending 20, I'm doing math real quick.
For fancy, fancy
bucks,
food.
$27.
It's fancy food.
Two meals at Culver's
it's
is
fancy
$35.
Food, but it's not that's fancy food, right? Yeah. So we want it to be approachable. We want you to be able to walk in. Like, we want the beer nerd to walk in and like order a beer, but then be like, oh, I think I want to try that.
You know what we really want? We want the Triple B podcast to set up at the bar.
Yes, down. We are down.
Mobile podcast station.
We're down.
And just like talk about all the food.
Yeah, we'll bring out dishes. Stuff. Yeah,
absolutely. And I'm down.
You know, cocktails, because you're about beer and
if
booze.
If you think it's fun for us to sponsor some beer and seltzers, wait till we sponsor the food.
Hell yeah.
And we all
I love food.
We all like bathe in Scotch deviled eggs. And it's going to be amazing.
Whatever you guys
the weirdest gangbang I've ever been to.
Just don't know.
Fucking
shut the door.
fucking drunk star here.
You guys are ridiculous.
I need to set the mood here. Hold on.
Welcome to the Triple B Lounge. I don't know if is it playing?
Yeah, it's playing.
Where we got food.
We're baking and gangbangs.
Bring out the next batch.
Come for the food, stay for the fun.
Is the fryer hot?
Or is it come for the
All right. Moving on.
Let's get back to the script.
I have one more food question.
That is my laugh.
Is that your real laugh?
Yeah. That's 100% his real laugh.
I wish it wasn't.
We gotta tone it down when we edit. All right, drunk star, calm down. We're good.
They brought beer.
I know.
I think Home Depot girl needs to take him home.
Home Depot girl, did you hear his laugh when you met him?
I remember, like, maybe the second time we hung out, he laughed.
Hey, talking this.
Okay.
The second time we hung out, he laughed really hard. I remember just thinking to myself, I was like, why am I interested in this guy?
And 5 years later, same question every time.
I just want, what did you think about his butt?
Because...
Okay. So she did not.
She did not get a look at it.
Well, she was leading the way, so it was hard for her to.
That's fair. That's fair. Yeah. That's
she's
fair.
Definitely good seen plan. It.
I can respect it. No.
Do you guys like chicken wings?
Yes.
I love chicken wings.
Okay.
Where are we going with this?
We're gonna go outside of the Explorium bubble. Best chicken wings in, we'll say, southeastern Wisconsin.
Yeah.
Tompkins.
Have another Tompkins. Okay.
Buffalo Sings Blue.
I am a big fan of Tompkins chicken wings.
Which flavor?
You know what? I'll be honest with you. I ordered them naked, and I get the buffalo sauce on the side. They make that that blue cheese buffalo sauce.
Yeah.
And I get that on the side. And
Buffalo Sings the Blues.
So I'm one of those guys, I will not, like, bite a wing off of the bone.
Okay.
I'm the guy that pulls the meat. Sound guy.
He pulls the meat, huh?
You're awful.
I had to do it.
And actually, it's funny because in 1990, when I came to Milwaukee the first time, we went to Buffalo Wild Wings on Water Street. And Joe's dad made fun of me because I pulled the meat off of the wing to dip it in the sauce. He's like, oh, you just can't handle the heat, you know, and he was making fun of me. And like, no, I just like pull the meat off the wing. And I just love those crispy Tompkin wings where you pull them off the bone. You dip all that.
Yeah. The shit.
Oh God. It's awesome.
Yeah.
Anyway.
And Joan, do you pull meat too or what?
I do pull meat, but if we're talking about chicken wings.
Oh. Wow, really?
Wow.
I actually, I never.
Mike's like, not since we got married.
Okay, I'm just recently on this board of directors, and I'm like, okay, wait, if this gets published, they might kick me off. But I actually only order wings out when it's my only option, to be honest with you.
That's okay.
There's a fair amount of places. It's a boring answer, but where we go, and they don't have like hardly any gluten-free options, where it's like a burger on lettuce, which I'm really not into. Like, a burger's meant to be eaten on a bun with all the good stuff.
You put your meat between the two buns.
Exactly.
Yep.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to pass on the wings question.
Okay.
Like, our wings are my favorite, and I only order them at other places when it's my only option.
Got it.
You might edit that out, but it's truth.
Both are good answers.
Yeah, but the Filipino adobo wings at Wayfinder MKE.
Oh, yeah. No, I love our... Yeah. No. They're
okay,
delicious.
Okay, so a little story about wings.
Whoa, what do we got going on with her?
Okay, so we started this Wayfinder MKE place, which is the old Good City on Farwell. And, you know, the chef, we told the chef all the stuff we wanted to do. And, like, you know, here's what we want, blah, blah, blah. And we wanted him to do his own riff on it, right? We're not dictators, you know. We're Explorium Hospitality Group of two.
You suggest things strongly.
So, you know, we just told him, hey, man, I want some chicken wings on the menu. But they got to be, like, really good and whatever. And the first night...
Yeah.
I was watching people eat these wings, and they were, like, working really hard to, like, pull them apart, whatever. I was like, so the next day I went in the kitchen. I was like, okay, hey, these wings last night, they were, like, you know, not like.
The sauce was fabulous.
The sauce, the flavor, sweet. The sauce, everything was great. But I want the wings when somebody, like, picks up, like, so it's a full wing.
Yeah, it's
so
not, it's, like, a flat
so
or a drumming.
Section,
it's, like,
the flat
a whole,
and the drumming. Yeah, it's the three whole, sections. Yeah. The three sections of the wing. I said, when somebody picks up the drummy and picks it up, I want the bone of the drummy to come out and the meat to stay behind. Like, overcooked.
So you pull the you pull the bone out and the meat stays where it should?
Pull the bone out, the meat just stays there. And then when you pull the wing section off, the flat bones come out.
I like that, actually.
And like it's just like skin and meat left behind. And then you just take this and you like rub it in your mouth. It's just so good.
That gets my motor running.
All right. Thank you for that.
That gets my hot sauce flowing.
All right. Dude, I know. Right?
Back on track.
That's the way the wings are. So they fall apart. Like, you can just, like, pull the bones out and set them aside and just eat that. Oh, it's so good.
Because there's a lot of decent wings in Milwaukee.
I don't know. For me, when I eat a buffalo, or I've probably said it on here once or twice, but I like to put the whole thing in my mouth and be able to pull it out and it's clean.
Yeah.
Like, that's how I like to do it.
That's good.
Why is that? Oh, exactly. I like to pull out and it's clean. Like, there's nothing on anything.
Yeah.
Wait, but
do it one more time.
I respect that.
Okay.
Have you been to Points East? Have you tried their wings?
Points East is good.
I like their wings.
It's the one flavor, but the heat builds.
Yeah.
It's
been a while since I've been down there.
Wings are a little young for me there.
I think it's a love or hater thing. You know, a lot of wing places are.
I think it's on to the next question.
I think it's overhyped.
Got it. Yeah.
Let's go.
It's still good.
But Spitfires is good.
Dude.
Yeah. Kanicki's is one of our regular places out in Richfield. He has good wings.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, there are a lot of good
wing joints for sure.
Yeah, well, Tompkins. Yeah.
Tompkins is great.
I got to try your wings.
You definitely.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. Again, field trip.
So the way we at Wayfinder, the wings just fall apart. They're adobo, Philippine adobo wings. They just fall apart.
That's number one on my list.
Closer to the mic.
At Explore.
What? Yeah, there you go.
So, that's number one on my list.
not you.
All the way in, Mike. The way in.
It was Mike, not you.
Got it.
Fourth and Long has really good wings, too.
Got to try them, too. We need to do a wing tour.
Fourth and Long is on. It is on 90, well, right around 90th and National. It's where the Five Corners on National, Lincoln, or Beecher.
Oh, is that West Dallas?
That's in the dirty.
That's close to the titty bar.
Hey, yes, Mufasa told Simba that dark area called Dirty Stallus, you don't go there.
I used to live like three blocks from there.
I know.
The first lady and I would walk down there at one in the morning to go have beers at a local pubbery down there after Explorium closed. We would go home, park the car, and then walk down.
Is that a true story?
Yeah,
this is a true story.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Probably every Friday and Saturday night we would do that.
Awesome.
Was Fourth and Long Magoo's?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, okay.
We would come, so we would be at, we do last call at Explorium, which usually we'd walk in about 5 minutes before, and then they would be like, we called last call about 15 minutes ago, and then we'd be like, Mr. Juan? And they'd be like, all right, let's go.
That's your bar.
That's when we know it's Cheers for us.
Exactly. It's
last call-ish.
Yeah, last call-ish. And then, so we would, you know, have our 2, 3, 4 beers there.
Yeah.
Last call.
Under legal requirements.
Right, yeah. we were fine. Yeah. But then we would go home, park the car, and then walk down to either Scooters or Fourth and Long and continue until, again, last call, which ended up being
a
little bit later because we were friends with the bartender at Scooters. We would be there until... No, never mind.
Till later. Till later.
Till 2 p.m. or 2 a.m. the closing time.
Yeah. Well, 2:30 on Fridays and Saturdays.
Yeah.
But yeah, we'd be there and then we would.
So I have this whole page of questions.
We already went through most of them. That's a guideline.
We went through most of them. No, but
it flowed naturally.
But wait a sec. I have questions.
Sure.
What? Yes. No.
Okay. Uh-oh. Okay. Okay. So, 8 3/4 inches, but I measure from my butthole.
Yeah. That's fair. That's fair.
Further back you measure, bigger it gets.
Scott, I need a beer.
Why don't you go to that little bone on the back of your neck? I mean, you know, why not?
Why don't you take a look at that koozie right next to the beer tap?
Maybe it should be one.
That's my koozie. See. In fact, you can keep that. I've got a million of them.
Yeah, okay, do you want a couple of those for your bar?
So when I was a teenager, I mean, I learned about, like, you know, tall people and short people, right? So I learned about like
tall,
short guy, little dick, and tall guy, little dick.
Okay.
It goes like this, you know. I mean, if you're a short guy, you got a big dick, but whatever.
There's ones right here.
2 inches is big, I told you.
All right. So yes. I got some questions. All right. So you guys get around.
Yep.
More than others, but yes.
You come together.
Definitely.
Handy J gets around
right now.
All right.
That's why they call me Handy.
All right. So let's talk about pizza.
Do you guys like pizza?
Yep. Yeah.
I've had a slice or two.
Reserved for emergency calls only.
Yes.
Oh, fucking shit, lady. Do I sound like I'm ordering a pizza?
Let's go.
I was waiting for that one.
Best pizza between Mequon and Maguanago.
Ooh. I'll start.
Well, for
those of you that are listening in Kazakhstan, Mequon is a little north of Milwaukee, and Maguanago is a little south of Milwaukee.
Maguanago. If you can pronounce Maguanago, you're from Wisconsin. Yeah. You're from Wisconsin.
Yeah, you're one of us now.
Yeah, oh, you've been here for a bit.
Yeah, there.
My kids will make fun of me, but that's fine.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with the thin crust Zafiro's.
Oh, Zafiro's?
Zafiro's is good.
Yeah. Yeah.
Any other pizza opinions?
I like I like Pepino's in the falls.
You like the penis?
Pepino's.
Yes, he does.
Pepino's.
Sapino's.
Pepino's.
Pepino's. I mean, I've never heard of it. I don't come to the falls. We're from the Southwest side. We don't go to Menominee Falls.
We don't go to West Dallas.
Yeah, that's fair.
I'm going to inform you, Mike and Jonah. So... in Menominee Falls, there's literally two piece of joints. And they have Italian food too. And like
Pepino's is one of them.
Pepino's is one of them. And then DeMarini's is the other one.
Oh.
DeMarini's, not a huge fan of the pizza, but I love it. It's still good. But Pepino's, I like it better.
Okay, so let's talk about Pepino's.
What style?
In the same breath, I have to say DeMarini's lasagna is amazing.
Okay, what kind of pizza though? Okay, Describe it.
So DeMarino's, is that like the thin crust?
DeMarini's has a thicker crust generally, unless you order the thinner crust.
I don't know what DeMarini's pizza he's having, because it is my favorite pizza. It is not thick crust. It is thin.
Nope.
It is thin crust.
All right, we'll settle this by ordering a couple.
Well, what about Pepino's?
I'm getting hungry now.
Pepino's is great. It's just it's delicious.
Is it like a hand tossed? Is it more thin?
Cracker crust?
I don't really know how to describe it. I just love it.
Yeah.
It's so good.
Someone brought beer, and this is what we get.
Yeah, no, this is
people
fair.
Brought beer.
Okay, and Mike criticized me for how much beer I brought.
No, this is,
you brought just the right amount.
Here you
go. Okay, Triple B bitches. This is me taking over the fucking podcast.
Yes, sir.
So, Triple B, it's bitches, bitches, bitches.
Yeah. That was gangster.
That was pretty
boys, boys, boys.
No.
I'm a man.
Where are we going?
So
with
you
this?
Say?
Are you all sure?
Are
about
we still
this?
On the pizza question?
No, there's some things that I want to know.
Okay, go ahead.
Right,
let's go.
Okay, so we're in the falls, right? Which is Menominee Falls.
Yes.
For for those listening in Kazakhstan.
Yes.
I mean, we're in Menominee Falls, Wisconsin. India.
That is shout out.
Yeah, India. India. Shout out to all of our India viewers.
Is there like something in Menominee Falls that is like the quintessential falls place to hang out and eat food?
Yes and no. So first off, you said quintessential place to hang out. Well, Menominee Falls in the name is the falls.
Okay.
Have you ever seen the falls of Menominee Falls?
I have, actually.
Okay. Have you ever gone under the bridge and put your feet in the water and walked through the crayfish?
No, I haven't.
Now that's when you're a fucking local.
Crayfish?
Oh. So
there's crayfish in the falls?
So,
do they have like this Cajun crayfish thing going on?
No, not
like the Cajun ones.
Crayfish, well, they're everywhere in ponds and rivers and stuff like that, you know? So in the falls, there's Menominee Falls, and there's a bridge, and you go under the bridge. It's not legal, so you shouldn't do this.
Okay.
But if you could do it.
this is not professional advice.
I will do it.
Do you guys have snacks?
Yeah. So
John, stop. We're talking about the fucking crayfish. Let's go.
I know they make good snacks.
But we were talking about pizza.
We
I was excited.
What's your best pizza?
No,
two people answered, and now we're
pizza.
Talking about the troll
crayfish
under the bridge.
Under the bridge.
No, I want to hear about the under the bridge shit.
I have pretzels in my car.
So
I don't know
what happens when you go. What happens when you go under the bridge and across the water?
You go to grandma's house.
You get to sit and watch in front of the falls. It's beautiful. It's amazing.
Oh, a better view.
And then you have AJ O'Brady's, and then you have, well, there's other places around there too. So,
like Cherry Pit Studios.
No, not for food.
So.
But yeah,
get on track.
Yeah,
answer this question.
Hey, someone brought beer. I got sidetracked. All right,
we know.
I really want.
Finally, I'm not the one that drank too much.
No, I really want to know what is amazing to eat and drink in the falls.
Because we're hungry and we need to go find it right now.
Well, you can't go to DeMarini's. Well, you might be able to. They close at 10.
Problematic. It's gonna be
tough. DeMarini's. I really love their pizza. It is. Thicker than cracker, smaller than hand toss.
Okay.
It's a rectangle. They use squares of cheese as their topping.
Oh.
Interesting. Then
they sprinkle like the meat.
Talking my love language.
And it's really good. It's
I like good. That.
I would suggest ordering a pizza and a side of lasagna. Mm. The half order of lasagna is enough.
And what are you going to order for Joan?
I'm going to get a freaking salad with balsamic dressing.
So do they have that garlic bread that they just like dunk in the fat?
You mean
like
the butter that comes with bread?
Like the mamma mia's.
Yes. No.
Mama.
No. They have gluten-free options.
Their cheesy bread is.
They do. I do remember seeing gluten-free options on their menus. So
we're going to have to check them out, Mikey.
Yeah. They definitely have a gluten-free pizza.
Have you guys been to the third ward? Or not third ward. The third space...
Yeah,
brewery,
yeah.
Kitchen place.
Kendra and I have. Home Depot girl.
Right up here?
Yep.
Yeah.
Right on Appleton. I went in there for a beer one night before I came up here, and they said, oh, we're only doing cashless. I was like, oh, well, I have a $100 bill I wanted to break. I was going to buy two beers and then come up here. And I was like, oh, I don't want to open a tab for two beers. And they're like, oh, sorry. So I was like, I'm done. Oof. Like, I'm going to go.
Yes. Okay.
Cash is king here in our world.
All right. So is there anything else super compelling in Menominee Falls that I got to check out?
No.
where did the trysting place go?
It's gone. That's where.
That's the old Best Buy.
I know. I don't ask questions. Yeah. I don't know the answer to.
That's
sometimes you do.
That's the old Best Buy hangout back in the day.
Trysting Place was a great. I went there every Thursday night for probably a year and a half
after truck. Okay.
After truck.
Yep.
Who said? Oh yeah, you did. I couldn't see your mouth move because you had.
I'm way low.
What's after truck mean?
Well, I used to work at Best Buy.
Oh, okay.
And
is that where this Northridge Store 24?
That's where me, Pete, and Scotty.
Yeah, those were those.
Oh, is that where you met?
Really?
All of us actually met.
Them. Damn. Yeah.
What did I say when I first walked up to you?
The first thing. So I had just punched in. I worked in the warehouse. Pete was a home theater.
Somewhere? Yeah, home theater. Some shit.
Oh, so shit. Okay. So I used to work at Montgomery Ward.
Hold on.
So I know this. Adam's talking. I know. I listened to Evan.
So I'm Adam, not Evan.
Evan.
I said Evan. Why are Daddy and Daddy fighting?
So I walk out after punching in because I'm working the night shift. I think he worked day, and he comes out and he goes, he rubs his belly like this, and he goes, this is all just backup dick. And I'm like, what the fuck?
So we were friends from that point on.
From that point on, I was like, all right, cool.
That's amazing.
It's just backed up dick.
Yeah. I was like, what the hell?
I don't know.
I like this guy.
That's awesome.
We had a good, and now we've
that been was friends. 2005.
No, that's 20 years.
20 years come August.
That's disgusting. Wait,
what happened to like,
yeah, Eric on the we're end? Good. Let's enjoy it.
I think he had to go get me snacks.
No, that may have been it.
Is he pooping?
Oh yeah, it smelled bad when he walked past.
You didn't hear that, yeah.
So Adam, one of my jobs back in the day is I worked at Montgomery Ward's in the warehouse, and like my best friend was like the home theater sales guy. and he would sell a home theater, and I would grab it off the top shelf and throw it on the floor. And then we'd put it in the back of the truck, and you'd come back to me a couple days later. Hey, man, that home theater was returned. What happened in the warehouse, you know? And, you know, so I know about the home theater sales guys and the warehouse.
So
it was a lot of fun.
There was a guy that used to work at in the warehouse with me. I was his supervisor. He was actually like 5 years older than me at the time. I was, I think it was like 25, 26. He was like 31. And he went up to go get a TV. And he, we had these things called Big Joe at, and they had where you would have to put chains around and you'd sit up on the platform.
Big old lifting platform.
And he got too close to it. He went up and actually impaled two TVs as he goes up. These were
tube TVs back in the day.
So he went through them, and he keeps going. And I'm like, I was like,
so many broken TVs.
I was like, dude, what are you doing? Like, when you went through the first one, why didn't you stop? He's like, well, I didn't know what to do. I was like, well, not going through another one would have been a good idea. He was fired the next day, and he owed money to replace said. The two TVs. I was like, you're an idiot, man. Like, why? Yeah. What was your problem?
Yeah, no, it was a tough gig back in the day because TVs weighed like 800 pounds.
Well, I'd pick them up. Those 30.
Yeah, but now they're 100-inch TVs that we got to move around.
But those are a lot lighter.
Yeah,
now.
They're very light. Very light. Back in the day, we would carry those.
You just got
shoulder
around, so
100-inchers uphill both ways
in the snow,
and then we put them in trucks.
Oh yeah,
and we were good.
That 36-inch Sony Vega.
Yeah.
You guys remember the 36-inch Sony Vega?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. No.
So when Joan and I first moved back to Milwaukee, Joan left Milwaukee for about 6 years, 7 years, whatever, and we moved back here. We bought a Sony TV, and this thing I brought it home from Best Buy in the back of my truck, and we got it in the front door. And I mean, I think
he always thinks I'm bigger and like as strong as him. Like we moved our furniture across the country multiple times.
I think that TV legit weighed like 450 pounds.
Yep.
And we struggled it up the stairs. This before we had kids. I mean, we were both very, very young and vigorous young people. And we moved these TVs around.
Wrestled that TV into place.
Yeah, no, it was kind of nuts. I mean, nowadays, you know, you throw around a 100-inch TV like it's nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How do you name these?
Oh, the beers?
Yeah.
It's a bit of a process.
You know, it's
very collaborative.
It's very collaborative. I mean, Wayfinder... You know, our whole brand is Explorium, right? So it's like step out of your comfort zone and explore new things and taste something new. And Wayfinder is kind of really the quintessential distillation of what Explorium's all
about.
Well,
Lost in the Sauce came first. And so then they were like, need it to have a Wayfinder to not be lost. And then there's a beer like, Damn, That's Good. Double IPA, where that's not what their original name one it was.
It was much fuck, less good.
Yeah, and I was like, we kind of don't want to say that to like everyone.
Yeah, no, you can't put that on the can.
So then it became Damn, That's Good.
Well, that one you hot guys, sauce company puts that shits on everything.
That's different than F That's Good.
Jeremy Littell, kick ass beef jerky.
Yeah,
but I can't get into Quick Trip. Yeah. Anyway.
But in general, like we started out, like all of our core beers were named after explorers. So Humboldt Hefeweizen and Livingston's Porter. And
Magellan?
Doc Ray Scotch Ale. We did not have Magellan initially. We did Amelia's APA.
Thank God you didn't have Napoleon.
You guys ever do a cider? Can you call it?
We can't
Deepen
do a
or Dixon?
Cider.
Dixon. Dixon cider.
Dixon cider.
We're not a cidery or a winery, right? So we have a brew pub license and we can brew beer.
Why is Sheila looking at you so meanly?
Yeah, what do you
She's trying
why are you
to
young?
Make sure that we cover all the important things and we can't make ciders. So that's why we haven't named one. Oh, yeah. So we are a brew pub, and so we offer a great selection of brews, beers, craft beers, and we try to hit like every, like people ask, what's your specialty? And what we really have tried to define ourselves is having a beer for everyone, right? So like we have like from the like hot dog lager or crocus lager, so from really light effervescent lagers to like big ABV rich beers. We want something for everyone. So if you're like the person who loves a porter, but you can't find them at a lot of places, we'll have a porter. We'll always have a stout on. So we have all of those beers, but we also know that not everyone drinks beers too. So we, as a brew pub, we have a full liquor license and a great cocktail bar. And of course, wines and kind of like, if there's something you want to drink, we have it. Because we want to make everyone happy.
Is there bourbon there?
We have a fabulous bourbon collection at Greendale, and Third Ward's liquor list spirit collection is extremely impressive. So we try to have something for everyone, and we love drinking all of the different stuff. Sounds bad, but true.
So to sum up the Triple B podcast of today, we like to drink everything.
I like it. Perfect.
I have a real quick question about one of the names. I don't know if, because I was out of the room for a second. Where did Crocus come from? I know there's a Crocus Street in Greendale. Is that it?
No, it's not where it came from. So we, so the Polish Center, which is in Greendale.
Yeah.
They asked us if we could do a Polish lager. And I was like, sure. So I got on Google and said, hey, what's, what makes a Polish lager? And so we were searching for, you know, the malts and hops and whatever that they would do for a Polish beer. And we found, you know, we found the different hops and malts that you might use for a Polish beer. And during the byproduct of that, there was like these, I mean, a big thing in Poland is in the spring, the crocus bloom on the hills. And it's like a big tourist attraction. So we decided to call the beer that we made that models the Polish lager after the hills of Poland of the crocus that were blooming. So that's why the crocus lager.
I like it. I mean, I know like this, Sligo.
Schlago.
It's like Sprecher.
Yeah, it's like Sprecher. It's Schlago.
That's the one I'm really going through right now is anytime when I'm up Schlago there. That's my favorite.
So that beer actually belongs to Megan Sheeler, who is the wife of our production manager.
Who is also our first chef.
And yeah, Nick Sheeler's our first chef, and he's now our production manager. But he used to make his Irish Red for his wife, Megan. And the Irish Red used to call it Sligo Sunset.
Because they have beautiful sunsets there.
They have beautiful sunsets there. It's on the west coast of Ireland, and Sligo is a county in Ireland. And
so it's on our list of places to visit because we have a beer name.
We should.
We haven't been
there. We should take some Sligo to Sligo.
You want to go? Let's go.
Is this an Explorium field trip? Because I'm in.
Yeah, let's go.
Let's plan it. I'll start planning now.
I'll go to Ireland tomorrow. You want to go tomorrow? You ready?
Are you asking
me? We got a whiskey club field trip tomorrow.
If someone's going to Ireland, I need a bottle of a special bottle of Jameson brought back.
All right.
What do you want to say on it?
No, I don't want anything to say on it. It's just the Stiller's Edition from there. It's a gray bottle. Cannot get it in the States at all. My bottle is about 10 years old, and I only got about an inch left.
All right. We're on this. We're going to go get some for you.
That's huge, right?
Well, it's
average. That's half of his
average,
club.
Right? It's average.
All right.
You know, if scissoring works, then 1 inch will work just fine.
Jesus.
What is scissoring?
I don't want to discuss.
Back to ciders. Okay. We sell them, but we don't make them. Why don't we make ciders? Because we're not a cidery.
We're not a winery.
Yep.
Cideries are wineries.
I didn't know cider was. I thought cider was a type of beer.
No, it's a wine.
No, it's a wine.
So we're not going to see a Dixon cider or a Deepin cider at all?
Yeah, no Dixon cider.
All right. So, let's wrap this up somehow.
Yeah, the end of this podcast is rambling and.
Yeah. We should probably end
this.
That's
okay.
What about Joan Tours?
Oh, Joan Tours. Okay. All right. So people want brewery tours all the time, and they get like all into the technical stuff. And Mike, if he's giving a tour, or Nick, or any of our brewers will get like into the details of a tour. But like on special holidays, like our anniversary party or New Year's Eve, we'll do a Joan tour.
They're super excited about Joan tours.
Everyone loves Joan tours because they're
fantastic.
They're just fun. They're like not.
That's
super
because
technical.
I bring a bottle of bourbon.
Whatever bourbon I ask Mike to bring, we bring it along. And then I tell you, like, yeah, you see these tanks? They make beer. And that's our retirement money. All
beer,
right, let's
have
move
some
on.
Bourbon.
Yeah, I think the last one we did was the last. Me and the first lady were there, and we had Eagle Rare.
Eagle Rare is what I picked last time. Yeah. So I picked the bourbon.
When I pick bourbon for the Joan tour, I don't fuck around.
Oh, no.
Wait, no. I pick the bourbon and tell you what to find.
Okay.
Good answer. But Joan tours are super fun and happen a couple times a year. So we invite you to come on out and enjoy.
If anybody ever goes on a Joan tour, when you go back behind the bar and you take a right, make sure you look left.
Oh, there's
and
some there's, art.
There's a bunch of artwork that I may or may not have done, but I did a lot of it.
And I didn't realize it.
And you drawing wieners and stuff again?
No, they're really... He's a good artist.
They're actually terrible. I do it when we do trivia on Wednesday nights. I will just take a random movie and draw like a scene from there. Very terrible. But there's probably about
covers a whole door.
It covers their whole door.
Oh, back to the doors and the.
I'm so glad I got my 2-inch penis club.
Yeah, that's yours to keep.
Thanks, man.
You're welcome.
I think really we scared away that. One of our.
He
our
went to pee and never came back.
Never came back. I'm concerned. I don't know if we'll ever be invited.
The audio's
back,
still running. I had to do the reset with Home Depot girl.
No, this has been good. We appreciate you having us.
Yeah, this was a lot of fun. This was a crazy first podcast for me. That's for sure.
Hopefully, you guys come back. You're a lot of fun.
Yeah, we have to have you out to one of our locations.
Yeah, we got to do a live one.
Are we doing the next one?
Oh, we'd love to do a live
one. At a location, yeah.
It's a lot more fun when it's live.
Oh, yeah. We can do one at...
not sure about that.
The Wayfinder MKE. We can come and sit at the bar and try all the food.
I really want to do one at Greendale, too, so I can smoke a cigar outside.
Hell yeah.
We have a rooftop bar downtown on Farwell where Wayfinder is. It's going to be a tiki-themed bar, and you can smoke a cigar up there.
Let's go.
I'm in.
That's opening this summer.
I like that.
Yeah. Well, you were kind of ambitious, so hopefully in the next 4 weeks.
Okay.
All right. Well, thanks for coming, everybody.
All right. We're going to wrap this up.
I think Mike's ready to go.
Mike's gone.
Mike has already said.
This has been another fun-filled episode of Triple B Nation Presents
Bacon
Bits. I'm Sneaky Pete along with Rockstar.
He was there.
Andy J.
Me.
Steve.
Jesus. No, hold on.
The chief.
Hold on. My name is Jeff.
No shots.
No shots. Thank you.
And then we had Mike and Joan from Exploring a Brew Pub.
Let's go.
Cheers.
Thank you again for coming on. It's been great. Thanks for doing 2 episodes. Yeah. That's just so much fun. This has probably been one of the best episodes we've ever done. So we can't wait to see you guys down at your locations. Thank you very much. We're out.